6:06 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. At 7 o'clock, we'll be joined in studio by the official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report, Grant Henry. At 7:15, Liz Peek from Fox News. But right now, in studio with us, first time in studio, Kelly Phillips, who's a candidate for the Metro Nashville School Board, District 4. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Thank you for having me early in the morning.
Yeah, so I hear you do have a little bit of experience broadcasting. You when you were at University of Tennessee, you also had a 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. shift there, right?
I did. When I was in college my junior year, one of my classes required me to be on the air on Sunday mornings from 5 to 8. And I think occasionally I had a few people listening. Most of those were when my parents were in town visiting and listening.
How did you like getting up at 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning to make that 5 o'clock?
Well, I'm going to say it's a lot different in your 20s than it is in your 40s.
Try it at 67. Because I do that Monday through Friday here. That's quite a challenge. Now, why did you decide to run for the school board?
Well, for me, after watching our children struggle over the past few years, COVID kind of brought to light things that were happening, or more importantly, not happening in our public school system. I think that when we did virtual learning at home, a lot of parents started paying attention to what their kids were learning. And for me, just watching my own children, especially the first thing for me was watching my son get his high school diploma through the window of his car.
You're kidding. Drive-through diplomas?
Correct. Drive-through. Yeah, I have pictures of it.
You're kidding me.
No. Yeah, they did drive-through.
When did he get his diploma?
It was in May of 2020, so it was right
the
at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that's a rite of passage for a lot of kids. That's a big deal. And then the next year, I watched my junior lose her entire sophomore year, not just in the classroom, but on the marching band.
Yeah, you know, couldn't do marching band.
Nothing. You know, some of the sports were going on, but you know, a lot of kids lost scholarship opportunities. Mm-hmm. And you know, just watching all that made me realize that as a parent, it wasn't enough for me just to go speak at the school board meetings, which I did and do. For me, this was something that I felt very strongly that I had to do. It wasn't an option.
So tell us about District 4. What area does District 4 cover?
District 4 is the McGavick cluster, and that is Old Hickory, Donelson, and Hermitage.
Old Hickory, Donelson, and Hermitage. And so you have do you have a primary election here?
There is a primary this year, since the school board elections were made partisan this year. Mm-hmm. Now, in District 4, I'm running unopposed on the Republican ticket.
Okay, so that's this is a May 3rd primary. Mm-hmm. You are, in effect, the Republican nominee.
Correct.
In this district. When will the general election be held?
August 4th.
August 4th. And it's one of these odd things about Tennessee. When I first moved here back in 1991, and then had our first election to vote for, I guess it was 1992, it struck me as very odd that you had the combination of the county general elections on the first Thursday mm-hmm. in August. Thursday, mind mm-hmm. you. Not Tuesday.
Right,
Thursday.
Right.
Thursday. And then the primary elections for statewide office on the same date.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those peculiarities of Tennessee. So a primary on a Thursday mm-hmm. as opposed to a Tuesday. I think we may be the only state that does that. I think there's some states where the primary / general election in the summer is on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But so you are the Republican nominee.
Correct.
And who are you likely to face on the Democratic side?
Well, that's a very good question. Right now, the two candidates that are on the Democratic ticket, John Little is the current sitting
school board. Okay, John Little's currently.
One minute.
And then Dr. Berthina is a running against him.
Dr. Bethina
McKenna.
McKenna.
Uh-huh. And she, now she was actually on our school board when the school board member for District 4 passed away a few years ago.
Okay.
She was placed on the board in a temporary position.
And appointed then, temporarily.
Correct.
Got it.
So she has been on our board.
Got it.
And then she ran in an election against John Little, and then I believe Steve Chauncey.
And John Little won that?
Mm-hmm. John Little won.
But so there's a rematch. One of them will then be your opponent in August. We'll talk about the differences between how you're going to do it and what they would go for.
Sounds good.
This is the Tennessee Star Report. She's Kelly Phillips, running for Metro Nashville Public School Board in District 4. You can check her out on Facebook, Kelly Phillips for School Board on Facebook. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.